Prometheus Unbound, Karl Bloch, 1864, Oil on Canvas. This magnificent painting from the Tatoy Estate Collection depicts the scene of the liberation of Prometheus by Hercules. The demigod uses his bow to kill the eagle, which devours day after day the Titan's immortal liver, thus freeing him from the eternal bonds of his torment. The artwork is accompanied by a tactile rendering of the entire composition, which highlights the individual elements of the painting. You are welcome to touch its surface as you listen to the audio description. Exploring the elements of the painting from bottom to top, we first encounter the rocky Caucasus Mountains, where Prometheus is chained. In the painting, the roughness of the rocks is emphasized by shades of brown and gray as chosen by the artist. In the tactile rendering of the artwork, multiple layers of modeling material reveal the relief of the landscape, as well as the harsh textures that dominate most of the right side of the painting, where the arid mountain rises. Moving to the right, we encountered the wing body of the eagle, which, struck by the demigod's arrow, falls onto the rocks beneath Prometheus's body. Bird wings of various sizes give shape to the body of the large bird. Their color ranges from shades of brown to white gold where the light falls. Its body is upside down with its feet up and its head down as it falls down the mountain. In the tactile rendering, the scales of the bird's feet are made of yellow polymer clay, while its claws are made of wire, as the bird clings to the fabric that partially covers Prometheus's body. On the lower right, from its beak hanging opened, turned upside down beneath its black, round, wide-open eye, it seems to be letting out a final cry. Just above, an arrow in the middle of its body has fatally wounded it. Made of wood with leather details on its tips, where dense rows of feathers are placed to achieve stability in flight, the arrow disappears into the body of the proud eagle. Prometheus, lying on the rock directly above it, on the right side of the painting, looks in great surprise at the fall of the bird, which promises the end of his torment. With his gaze downcast and his eyebrows furrowed, he seems unable to comprehend what has just happened. Brown curls fall over his head, and a thick beard covers his cheeks, while his hands are raised next to his face, holding the chains above his head, which at that moment are magically shattered. His naked muscular body in a supine position creates an imaginary diagonal that covers the middle of the painting, almost from end to end, and is rendered with plastic modeling sheet, whose smooth surface refers to the flawless texture of the skin as painted by Bloch. The outlines around the joints, or the key articulations as they appear in the painting, are rendered with fine embossed lines on the plastic sheet, serving as guides both for the reference points and the posture of the body. His bent right knee, in contrast to his left knee, which remains extended, seemingly pushing against the rock with his foot, the pronounced curve of his abdomen as his skin stretches over his ribs, as well as the straight line of his nose and the outline of his face as it emerges between his upraised arms. With the strong use of chiaroscuro, the curves of the body and the lines of the Titan's muscles acquire plasticity and intensity, appearing almost three-dimensional. In the areas where shadows fall and the colors chosen by the painter take on a dark brown hue in their gradation, soft-textured, dark-colored leather has been placed. A shiny red fabric covers parts of Prometheus's body. Its folds suggest the movement that it seems to have in the painting, the very moment his chains are being broken. Fragments of aluminum sheets around his wrists, ankles, and chest represent his broken bonds, while pieces of chains are scattered around him in many parts of the painting, as if they were thrown there by the force of the breakage. Below his chest, a small wound oozes red blood, perhaps from the bird's attempt to tear his flesh again. In the background on the left, Hercules stands on the rock with his bow in his hand. His expression is calm and stern, his gaze fixed on the chains that are violently breaking around Prometheus's wrists. The painter uses geometric perspective to give the image the necessary depth as well as the appropriate symmetry between the two bodies, with that of Hercules appearing considerably smaller. A golden-green cloth with torn edges draped over the hero's shoulder seems to flutter around his naked, well-built body, covering his genitals as he moves. Hercules holds the bow with his left hand in an almost horizontal position in front of his torso, as if he has not yet lowered it after his deadly shot. The horizon stretches out behind them, vast and endless, in a shade of off-white. Thick gray clouds, which at certain points seem almost black, dominate the upper part of the painting, suggesting that a storm is approaching. As they descend, they become lighter, paler, and thinner, much like the layers of polyester flakes that represent them, gradually reducing to near transparency. At the bottom left, the painter's signature and the date 1864 can be seen. Accessibility Services, Liminal. The tactile rendering of the artwork was carried out by the artist Danai Sakellari, a MACA nonprofit organization. Audio description in Greek, Maria Thrasivulidi. Quality control, Eva Grizzali, Anna Maria Foscolou. Translation in English, Anna Dimku. Narration in English, Eleni Skopi.